弟兄姊妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, good morning.
这个上个星期我们去看那个宣教士的电影。
Last week we watched a film from a missionary.
这个电影的名字叫宣教士。
The film was called Missionary.
后来他们就有人买了这个光盘。
And some people have purchased the DVD.
然后因为我去看上个星期二的时候我去看。
So last Tuesday, I saw this movie.
那么然后呢这个我又这个星期找了一点时间把另外的两集也看了。
And this week, I also saw some other similar episodes.
它是一共有三集。
So there are three volumes to this film.
然后当时的时候就播了第二集。
And at the time we saw the second one.
那么我回来以后把第一集和第三集也看了。
And later on I saw the other two as well.
那么我看了以后心里边非常的震撼。
And I was very moved in my heart.
我就觉得这两百年神实在在中国做了伟大的事情。
And I can see that God has done such a great work in China over these 200 years.
所以我鼓励弟兄姊妹回去看。
I encourage brothers and sisters to watch it as well.
可以说这个是一个划时代的信息。
We can say that this is a cross-cultural message.
是一个划时代的见证，是一个like a milestone.
It is a historical milestone.
Yeah, 这个是个划时代的信息啊，是我们看到中国翻天覆地的变化。
That we can see China changing from bottom to top.
那么如果没有宣教士
，without missionaries，
想想我们中国现在大概还在清朝的时候。
The kingdom of China may still be in the Qing dynasty.
所以那个时候我们何等的落后。
At that time, we were so behind.
那么今天我们的学校。
And today, our education.
我们很多的医院。
Our hospitals.
我们的社会制度。
Our social welfare.
太多的东西了。
All of these things.
特别是再一次提醒。
Especially, we remind everyone.
这里我们有很多小姑娘。
We have many little girls.
你知不知道中国在大概50年、大概60年以前的时候，还有人裹小脚
？Did you know, just 60 years ago, people were still binding feet?
Have you ever heard about that?
Did you hear about that?
所以现在如果很多那个时候大概比你们还要小的时候，就要把脚裹起来。
At that time, when even before your age, you would bound up your feet.
然后它就不再长了。
And it will prevent them from growing.
然后里边的骨头都要被绑断。
And all of the bones will be damaged.
然后到了最后你走路的时候就变成这样子，只能用脚后跟走路，前边不能走路的。
Until it is very difficult for you to even walk.
那么特别是当我看到这个宣教士的第三集的时候
in the third episode of this three-part series
宣教士破天荒的为中国建立了很多第一第一第一第一都是宣教士在中国做的
The missionaries made so many milestones in Chinese culture so many firsts in China
我看了以后非常受感动
And I was very moved
我觉得宣教士在中国这块土地上所留下的见证
I think that the witness that the missionaries have accomplished in China
远远不可能是用这几部电影就把它表达出来
cannot be purely expressed in just a couple of movies
可是很快我们中国人就把它忘记了
but very quickly we have forgotten them
现在我们清华大学就叫清华大学了
today the university in China is called 清华 university
yeah 山东大学就叫山东大学了
and 山东 University
其实原来的时候这都有他们自己的大学的名字的
actually before they had their own names
青岛很多中学
some of the high schools in 青岛
比方说我曾经上过的八中
for example I used to go to 八中 high school
以前叫文德中学那是教会的女中后来都变成男女混校
It used to be a Catholic girls' school called High School.
这个其实我妈妈跟我是老校友。
And my mother is an alumni from that school.
所以后来都变成了八中 九中二中什么都变成什么中，其实当时他们都是宣教士在中国办的那一些早期的学校。
Early on, they were founded by the missionaries, but now their names have changed to eighth school, ninth school.
我非常盼望中国政府能看到这个电影。
I hope that the Chinese government may see this film.
弟兄姊妹，我们静心来想一想。
We should also consider
什么给中国带来过这么多的祝福。
What has brought all these blessings to China?
佛教传进中国。
Buddhism came to China.
给中国带来了什么？
What did it bring?
伊斯兰教传进中国。
Islam came to China.
给中国带来了什么？
And what did that bring?
马列主义带进了中国。
Marxism came to China.
给中国带来了什么？
What did that bring?
可是唯有宣教士们。
But the missionaries.
他们没有金钱。
They had no money.
没有权力。
They had no power.
他们用他们的生命在中国为中国做了伟大的事业。
With their lives, they came. They brought a great mission to China.
特别是当我看到早期的宣教士在中国平均寿命只有五年。
Especially the early missionaries were only able to live in China for about 5 years.
晚期的宣教士平均七年。
And the later ones about 7 years.
很多人来的时候比他还年轻。
Many of them came and were in their 20s.
当时我们送Jeremy 去读神学的时候。
When we sent Jeremy to go study at theology college,
他22岁。
He was 22 years old.
那么我们觉得太早了吧。
And some people thought that that was too early.
不是 some people, 是 我们觉得他太早了。我们总觉得他应该大学毕业吧。
Some people thought he should be postgraduate first.
然后应该找个工作吧。
After he has worked for some time.
因为应该结了婚以后再生了孩子才懂得养育家是怎么回事吧。
Maybe after he has raised a family.
然后他再去读神学才能明白人生是怎么回事。
And then it is valuable to study theology because he has understood life.
可是很多时候像他这样年龄的人已经死在中国了。
But back in the missionary days, this age would have already died. Perhaps.
所以当我们看到他们被神的灵感动。
And so when we see that they are empowered by the Holy Spirit,
远渡重洋,
they cross the ocean,
然后来到完全和自己不同的文化里面,
and come to a truly foreign culture,
把他们的生命就陷在那块土地上,
to place their life on that land.
我们的心不能不受感动,
How can you not be moved?
我希望咱们中国人想一想这件事,
I hope that we can remember this thing.
今天留下来的那个伟大的见证,
Today that great testimony.
使我们无可推诿地知道当年所发生的那些事情,
That we can know what has happened.
我常常有一个中国人的智慧。
Sometimes I have this Chinese wisdom.
很简单。
Very simple.
不怕不识货，就怕货比货。
Don't be afraid of losing something. Just be.
他翻译不出来。
Say it again.
应该翻译成什么呢？就是 Don't worry about you don't know the quality of a product. You compare them.Right? 不怕不识货，就怕货比货。你不懂得这个东西的这个货品的质量，没关系。你把那个好的和坏的放在一块一比较，你就看出来了。
So if you do not understand the quality of a certain product, it is very easy for you to find the value by comparing it to a good one.
Very good translation. 所以。我们拣选哪一个信仰
？And so, which faith should we choose?
你比较一下嘛。
If you compare them,
它给我们带来了什么
？What has they brought to you?
基督信仰给我们带来了真正的人权，真正的人的价值，带来了真正的人的自由。
Christianity has brought true freedom and true humanity to people.
带来了现代化。
It has brought modernism.
带来了人和人之间的真正的尊重。
It has brought true respect between people.
他们用牺牲的生命。
By sacrificing their life,
用他们的血见证了他们的信仰。
With their blood, they have witnessed their faith.
但是当我看完了这个电影以后
，But after I saw this movie,
当我鼓励弟兄姊妹回去看这个电影
，And when I encouraged our brothers and sisters to watch it,
鼓励弟兄姊妹让别人也去看这个电影的时候
，And I encouraged them to tell their friends about it.
我需要先来把今天的信息来给大家讲。
First, I must tell you of today's message.
好使得和我们的信仰在这个电影里边能够平衡。
That our faith can be balanced with this testimony.
因为人有一个罪性。
Because people are sinful.
就很 容易偏离那个信仰的核心。
And go towards religious homogeny.
因此我在这里我要跟大家说。
And so today I must tell you.
宣教士到中国来。
The missionaries went to China.
的确带来了这些的好处。
They truly brought many blessings.
但是这些好处却不是宣教士带来的那一个他们要到中国来的那一个中心的使命。
But these blessings are not their core mission.
那一个中心的使命是什么呢
？What is their core mission？
是要叫我们因为认识耶稣基督而得着生命。
That in knowing Christ we can have life。
所以今天我们的讲题叫做生命之光。
And so our topic today is the light of life。
在今天的读的经文的最后。
At the end of the passage we had today。
那么这个是主耶稣自己说的。
This is what Jesus Christ said。
三章十九节。
In verse 19。
他说：“光来到世界上。”
It says that the light came into the world.
世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，反爱黑暗。
And people loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
这个定他们的罪就在于这里。
And this is a condemnation of their sins.
说凡作恶的便恨光，并不来救光。
For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to the light.
恐怕他们的行为受责备。
So that their deeds may not be exposed.
那么这个是世界人很自然的对于宣教士们的工作的一个反应。
And this is a natural response that people have to the mission of the missionaries.
那么在这里说光来到世界上。
So it is written that light comes into the world.
那么这光是什么呢
？And what is this light?
在约翰福音第一章第四节。
In John chapter 1 verse 4.
这里说生命在它里头，这生命就是人的光。
It is written.In him was life, and the life was the light of all people.
所以这里所说的这个光来到世界上
，and so it says that light has come into the world.
是指的一个新的生命来到这个世界上了。
It represents a new life entering into the world.
因此，主耶稣来到这个世界上
，and so Jesus came into the world.
最重要的核心的使命
，his most important mission
是要叫我们得着生命
，is that we may have life.
一个新的生命
，a new life.
而不仅仅是那些科学的进步、社会的进步、经济的发展。
And not just economic progress, science or social progress.
可是现在我们发现在中国有一个奇怪的现象。
But today we find a strange phenomena occurring in China.
这个社会
the society,
大多数的人
most people,
他们接受了宣教士带来的先进的社会上的那些东西
They accept the modernness brought to China by the missionaries
可是他们拒绝接受耶稣基督的生命
But they reject the life of Jesus Christ
这个是一个整个的社会的现象
And this we see throughout society
特别是从我们的政府的里面的现象
Especially in our government
那么圣经上说原因在哪里呢
And the scripture says
因为人他的行为因为他的生命是恶的所以不愿意光不愿意要光反倒要黑暗
The scripture says because man's deeds are evil and therefore they choose the darkness
可是今天我们知道我们来到上帝的面前是要得什么
But today we know what we want when we come before God
那么今年愿上帝使用我们的教会我们能够差派宣教士出去
This year I pray that God in our church can send out missionaries
这些日子以来我们始终被宣教士这个名字围绕着
These last few weeks we have been thinking about this topic a lot
看了这个宣教士的电影
And we watched these films
我们看到会被耶稣的爱所感动的这些生命前赴后继现在还有人在继续的做
And we can see the power of those moved by Jesus Christ working in the world today
今年年底我们两位我们中间的弟兄姊妹我们中国人也要走出去了
So at the end of the year we will be sending out some of our missionaries as well
他们也要到去
They will be going to Pakistan
那么他们也要在那里像那些宣教士一样来把基督的爱见证出来
And they will be living out Jesus Christ as well
所以这些事情这些日子一直在环绕在我们影响在我们的中间
And so these things have been among our thoughts recently
但是宣教士们出去要干什么呢
But what do the missionaries do when they go
当我们的弟兄在那里被 interview 的时候
When our brothers are being interviewed
他们就问你到了那个学校里边能做什么呢？
And they asked, what do you think you can do when you go?
我们的弟兄就说我能做这个，我能做这个，我能做这个。
And our brother said, oh, I can do this and this and this.
好像我们派出去了一个老师。
As if we sent out an employee.
不是一个老师，好像是一个 teacher.
A teacher.
到那个学校里边去。
To go and to teach in the school.
在这里我也劝勉我们的宣教士们。
And I encourage you today.
学校是很重要的。
The school is very important.
宣教士们到中国来办的医院、办的孤儿院、办的很多社会福利都是很重要的。
The missionaries when they went to China, they built churches, they built hospitals.
不是 churches, 没有 churches, 只是
hospitals,
医院、学校、孤儿院。
Schools, orphanages, but that is not their core mission.
你们去是为了把耶稣基督的生命要带去的。
But you go to bring the life of Christ.
那么耶稣基督降世
and Jesus' incarnation,
他是为了叫我们得着生命的
was that we may have life.
那么回过头来看尼哥底母的这一个历史的主耶稣生活当中的一个历史事件。
And let us read again from the passage about this man, Nicodemus.
这个尼哥底母在这里说，他是一个犹太人的官。
And it says here that Nicodemus was a member of the Pharisees.
他是个法利赛人，同时呢，他是一个犹太人的官。
And he was also a leader of the Jews.
什么样的官呢？
What kind of leader?
如果你查查他的圣经原文的话，是说他是一个议会的成员。
In the Greek, it says he is a member of the Sanhedrin, the council.
Yeah, 也就是说他是犹太人的政府官员。
And so he is sort of like one of the government officials.
所以是坎培拉级别的。
So he lives in Canberra in the White House.
所以他不是一个普通的官员。
He is not a very typical official.
那么他也是呢一个。上了年纪的人。
And he is an elder.
所以他说我已经老了，怎么能再回到妈妈肚子里再生出来吗？
Because he says, I'm old, how can I return to my mother's womb?
所以他不是一个年轻人。
He's not a young man.
但是这个人很谦卑。
But he's very humble.
他晚上来找耶稣。
At night, at the middle of the night, he came to find Jesus.
耶稣当年多大年龄？
How old was Jesus?
大概30岁左右，因为这是他刚刚开始做工的时候。
Probably in his early 30s.
然后这一个老人
，and this old man，
这一个政府的官员
，this government official，
要来看这个很贫穷的这个耶稣
，has come to visit this very poor Jesus。
他晚上来
，in the night。
他为什么不白天来
？Why not in the day？
可能工作很忙
，maybe he is very busy。
可能不大好意思
，maybe he's a bit embarrassed。
这个也可能怕被别人看见了以后，这个法利赛人来指责他
，maybe the other Pharisees will rebuke him。
这个怕引起一些争议
，and he will raise lots of controversy。
所以他就悄悄的夜间来找耶稣了
，and so he secretly comes to find Jesus。
那么他为什么来找耶稣呢
？And why does he come to Jesus？
因为他看见了耶稣所行的神迹
，because he saw the miracles that Jesus has done。
他说你做的这些事如果你不是从上帝来的话不可能
and he says these things that you have done if it was not from God they are impossible
所以表示你一定是从上帝那来的
and so that means you must be from God
那么他叫耶稣叫拉比
and he calls Jesus Rabbi
你知道拉比是什么意思吗
do you know what Rabbi means?
拉比就是老师的意思
a Rabbi means something like teacher
所以他找耶稣把耶稣当作老师
and so he callsJesus, his teacher.
所以这个人大概有这个孔子的素质。
He has the spirit of Confucius.
这个再考考他的英文啊，三人行必有我师。
I don't know what that means.
Three men walk together. There will be a teacher amongst them.There must be a teacher amongst them. 就是我们三个人一块走的话，我一定能在他们中间能够找到一个我可以向他学习的人。
So when you are amongst three other people, surely one of them has something to teach you.
所以这个表示很谦卑好学的人。
So it represents a very humble and a spirit of learning.
所以这个尼哥底母是这样的人。
And so Nicodemus is this kind of man.
所以他要来向耶稣来。学习
And so he comes to learn from Jesus.
他想学什么?
What does he want to learn?
他是法利赛人。
He's a Pharisee.
所以他大概想学习一点认识上帝的道理。
And so he wants to learn something about knowing God.
他是一个国家官员。
He is an official of the country.
那个时候犹太人是被罗马人统治的。
At that time, the Israelites were under the rule of the Romans.
所以他大概想学一点振兴民族之道。
Perhaps he wants to learn some nationalist politics.
这个我们看电影，他大概又难翻译了啊。这个霍元甲的时候，就是想怎么样振兴中华，对吧？
Maybe it was some for patriotic spirit.
他带有这样的动机来找耶稣。
And he had these motivations when he came to Jesus.
当年我们也有很多中国的留学生到西方去学习。
In those days, there were many Chinese overseas students going to study.
到今天还有很多。
And today, there are many studying abroad.
那么更早的时候
，earlier，
中国派这个官员到印度去干什么呢
？Earlier, Jesus sent government officials to India.
去干嘛？去取经。
To get their scriptures.
所以想要找到人生的信仰的指导思想。
To understand the true meaning of life.
可是现在呢，我们只学技术，不再学习信仰了。
But today we learn skills, but no longer learn faith.
其实我们现在比那个时候变得更不聪明了。
Actually, we have become less wise.
因为我们看到了现实，想学现象，而不想学本质了。
Because we have wanted to learn the outside and not the inside.
所以这个尼哥底母来到耶稣的面前的时候
，And so when Nicodemus came to Jesus,
他也想学点这些道理。
He wants to learn some nice theories.
学点这些的方法。
Learn some nice techniques.
那么，但是耶稣直接告诉他一个问题。
But Jesus directly said to him,
说人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
He said, unless you are born again, you cannot be in the presence of God.
耶稣直接把这个问题指向了问题的核心。
Jesus directly speaks to the core.
不管是对一个人，
not only to a person,
不管是对一个国家，
or whether it is to a country,
一个民族，
or a nation,
一个家庭，
a family,
一切的问题的根本出在哪里？
All things begin in one core.
出在人的生命的素质里头。
It begins at the essence of human life.
中国的问题出在哪里？
What is wrong with the Chinese culture?
出在每一个人的身上。
In the life of every single person.
我们今天澳洲也有很多的问题。
And today Australia also has many issues.
所有的问题出在哪里？
What is the root of all of the issues?
出在每一个人的生命里头。
In the life of every individual.
上帝很清楚。
And Jesus is very clear.
如果不更新生命，
If you are not born again,
你给他这个 renew their life, whatever you give them, useless.如果你不更新他的生命的话，你给他任何好处、任何东西都是没有用处的。
Unless you renew their life, there's no point in giving them anything.
所以，当这个尼哥底母来把耶稣当作老师要来学东西的时候
，And so when Nicodemus treats Jesus as a teacher,
其实耶稣说，你们犹太人知道的东西就不少了。
Jesus says, actually, you already have lots of education.
问题不是你不知道
，It's not that you are uneducated.
问题是你做不到
，It's that you cannot.Achieve it.
So, 现在所需要的是你的生命的改变的问题。
So what we need is a renewal of your life.
对于犹太人来说
to the Jewish people,
他们并没有生命更新这个概念。
It's not that they don't have this concept.
那么，这个生命更新的概念是从主耶稣之后才启示给人类的。
So the concept of renewal of life came from Jesus.
所以在旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament，
就是给你律法
，You have the law，
然后你好好做
，And you go and follow it。
那么这个概念就是说，给你一套道理
，And the concept is that you have some theories，
然后你好好的去修行
，And you go and you follow them。
所以这个就是跟中国人是一样的
，And the Chinese people have the same thing。
佛教也是一样
，In Buddhism，
儒家也是一样。这个 Confucius 也是一样的
，and in Confucianism，
所以犹太人也是一样
，and the Jewish people are the same。
直到耶稣的时候
，until the time of Jesus，
因为他来了， 要把人类的光带给人类。
Because he came to bring light into humanity.
这光是什么呢？
And what is this light?
原来是生命的光。
The light of life.
要叫我们在它里边有一个重生的机会。
That you may have an opportunity to renew your life.
他说人已经老了，怎么能再生一次呢？
He said, I'm old. How can I be born again?
耶稣说了一句话。
And Jesus said,
他说从肉身生的就是肉身。
And he said, what is born in flesh is flesh.
从灵生的乃是灵。
And what is born through the Spirit is Spirit.
所以只有在灵的里面，不是说我们再得一个肉体。
It's not saying that you should have a new body.
而是让我们有一个新的属灵的生命。
But that you should have a new spiritual life.
所以这个尼哥底母就听不懂了。
And so Nicodemus is very confused.
主耶稣说，我跟你说地上的事你听不懂，说天上的事你更听不懂了。
And Jesus says, if you cannot understand earthly things, how can you understand heavenly things?
耶稣就用了一个地上他能够听懂的方法。
And so he's used a earthly analogy.
那么这个就是犹太人的历史上曾经发，以色列人的历史上曾经发生过的一件事。
And this is from an event that occurred in Jewish history.
就是摩西在旷野的时候。
And that is in the wilderness.
那么因为以色列人犯罪得罪上帝。
Because the Israelites sinned against God.
那么上帝就差一些毒蛇进了他们中间去。
And God sent some venomous serpents amongst them.
然后就咬他们。
To bite them.
那么这些被蛇咬了的人。
And those that were bitten.
那么很快就要死掉。
And very quickly they died.
那么当然我们大概知道被蛇咬了是一个什么现象。
Perhaps we would know what it is like to be bitten by a snake.
那么这个蛇咬了以后，这个上面有蛇的牙印。
And you will see the venom, the fang marks.
然后那个地方就会红肿起来。
And it will swell up.
然后那个地方就会四散一些红颜色的血丝一样的东西往外散。
And there will be these red kind of lines that leave the swelling point.
然后如果这个不管是咬的手还是脚，如果它一直到了你的躯干，到了你身体的这个部位的时候。
And when the poison has spread to your main body.
基本上就没救了。
Normally you cannot be saved.
所以这个是被蛇咬了之后的现象。
And so this is the phenomena when bitten by a venomous snake.
那就知道这个是毒蛇。
And you will recognize that it is venomous.
所以这些被蛇咬了的人。
And those that have been bitten.
他们就大概产生了这些现象。
And they will experience this.
他们知道他们离死不远了。
And they will know that they are about to die.
那么在这个时候，摩西就为以色列人代求。
And at this time, Moses, begged God,
to pray for the people.
He prayed for their people.
就是为这个百姓来赎罪。
To atone for their sins.
所以上帝说，好，我听你的，我就赦免这些百姓的罪了。
And God said, I will forgive their sins.
于是上帝就叫摩西做一件事。
And so God told Moses to do something.
他说不是你祷告了，我赦免了，他们自动就赦免了。
He says that they will not be forgiven just because of your prayers.
那么他们自己必须做一件事。
He said that they must demonstrate their faith.
那么他说摩西你去做一条铜蛇。
He said, Moses, you shall construct a bronze snake.
然后呢做一个杆子，把这个蛇挑到这个杆子上头去。
And you should lift it up.
然后叫这些被蛇咬身体已经肿起来的这些人，他们仰望这个蛇的时候就可以得救。
So that those who are dying from poison, when they look up at the bronze serpent, they will be saved.
那么这件事情呢，以色列人都很清楚的。
And this is recorded in the Israelite history.
这个被你写在他们的律法书里面。
And it is written in the book of the law.
那么我们上次去以色列的时候，我们就看了那个纪念摩西举蛇的那个地方。
And when some of us went on a tour in Israel, we saw the monument to this event.
主耶稣说摩西在旷野里边怎样举蛇。
And Jesus said, Moses lifted up the serpent.
他说我也要被举起来。
And Jesus says, I will be lifted up in the same way.
那么是一切相信仰望他的人。
So that all who believe and look upon me.
下边一句话说都得什么都得什么。
And it says, what will they have?
不是肉体上得拯救。
Not that they will be saved in the flesh,
而是都得永远的生命
but receive eternal life.
那么下边就是圣经里边最重要的这一段话。
And it continues to say,
愿这句话能够存在我们的心里面。
I hope that this scripture can be in our hearts.
我们每个人都来一同来背好吗？
Let us read together.
这个约翰福音三章十六节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
我们一同来背。
Let us read together.
这个不是 read, 是我们去 memory, 去背出来啊。
Let us recite it.
Yeah. 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
But have eternal life.
所以神爱世人，
and God loved the world,
把他的独生子赐给他们，
that he gave his only son,
不仅仅是要改良社会，
not only to transform society,
而是要叫我们不至灭亡，
but so that we may not perish,
反得永生，
and have eternal life.
下面说，因为神差他的儿子降世，
it says that God did not send his son into the world,
不是来定我们的罪的，
to condemn the world.
什么叫定我们的罪？
What does it mean to condemn?
如果他给我们另外一套律法，
if he gave us another law,
那就是还是来定我们的罪，
and that will continue to condemn us.
不是的，
no.
所以他来是要赦免我们的罪，
but he came to forgive our sins,
是要叫我们在他里边得着新的直到永远的那一个生命，
so that in him we may have eternal life.
所以叫这个乃是叫世人要因他来得救，
in order that the world might be saved through him.
这里说信的人不被定罪，
and it says that those who believe in him are not condemned.
那么信的人怎么不被定罪呢？
How can they believe in him?
今天我们没有时间来讲这个问题，
we will not be discussing this topic today.
但是这里我们先知道主耶稣宣告了信的人不被定罪，
but we should know that Jesus declared those who believe will not be condemned.
但是这里说不信的人罪已经定了，
but those that do not believeHave already been condemned.
为什么我们罪已经定了呢？
Why are our sins already condemned?
因为律法已经在那里了。
Because the law is already there.
我们犯罪的事实已经在那里了。
And the reality of our sin is there.
所以罪已经定了。
And so our sin is already condemned.
可是主耶稣的解释和我的解释不大一样。
But Jesus' explanation is a bit different from mine.
他说为什么已经定了呢？
He says, why is it already condemned?
因为他们不信神独生子的名。
Because they have not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God.
不信神独生子的名，
unbelieving in the name of the Son,
并不是那个定罪的原因，
is not the reason for condemnation,
而是定罪的那个状态没有得到改变，
but that the status of being condemned has not been changed.
不信的人罪已经定了，
those who do not believe have already been condemned.
那么因为他不信神独生子的名，
and because they do not believe in the name of the Son,
意思就是说他定，因为他定罪的地位还没有被改变，
it means that their status of condemnation has not been changed.
所以当人信神独生子的名的时候，
and so when one believes in the name of the Son,
神透过赦免我们，
through forgiveness,
来彻底改变我们被定罪的地位，
God is able to change this status of condemnation in our lives,
然后给我们一个新的生命，
so that we can have a new life.
当我们有了新的生命，
and when we have this new life,
当我们有了上帝和上帝的灵在那里帮助我们，
and when we have God and the Holy Spirit to assist us,
就像今天我们所分圣餐的时候所说的，
just like what we spoke of earlier today,
因为复活的主已经在那里成为我们的中保，
because the resurrected Lord is our mediator and our high priest,
我们可以随时随地坦然无惧地来到他的面前来求帮助，
at any time we may come before God to ask for help.
那么这个是主所赐给我们的，
and this is what God has given us.
那么当这个东西有了，
and when we have this,
然后宣教士们在那个电影上你看到的那一些的学校医院等等那一些的东西，
and the humanitarian aid that the missionaries have accomplished, the hospitals and orphanages,
那个就自然从这个生命里边就做出来了。
These will become natural in our lives.
所以那个叫做结的果子。
And so we call those the fruits.
那么我们在耶稣基督里边要得生命，那个是那个里边的那个根源。
And so the new life that we have in Christ is the root.
有了这样的生命，
when we have this life,
他就必然有那样的结果。
We will bear those results.
没有这样的生命，
without this kind of life,
你很难有那样的结果。
It is very difficult for you to bear.
人不是说完全没有作为的。
It's not to say that man can do nothing good.
这个可是如果你没有那个生命的话，
However, without that core being,
你就算做得很好，
even if you did some good things,
但是那个通常不会长久。
It will not be long lasting.
咱们中国人也曾经强盛过。
actually in the Chinese history, sometimes they were successful.
可是很快他就衰落。
But very quickly they corrupted.
就便他曾经富强过。
Even when they were powerful.
可是生命里边的东西不对。
But their life was not right.
他们就没有办法来维持这样的丰富。
And so they could not maintain this,
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天来到上帝的面前。
And so today when we come before God,
我们要思想两件事。
We should remember two things.
想想我们今天来教会。
Consider when we come to church,
我们到底是怀着一个什么样的心态来的呢？
What kind of attitude do we come?
我们会不会像尼哥底母一样？
Will we be like Nicodemus?
只是想来找一点好的道理。
And we just want some good theories.
想好好修行一下我这个人。
Maybe some good morals for our everyday life.
进化一下我的心灵。
Evolve our spirit.
你还是真正的是谦卑认罪悔改。
Or do you come with a humble heart?
认识了主耶稣基督的救赎。
To repent and recognize his salvation.
而真真实实的在他面前得着了重生的生命呢？
And truly receive a new life.
那么第二件事情。
And secondly,
我们在这里不少弟兄姊妹是有爱心的。
Many of our brothers and sisters are full of love.
甚至我们也要产生宣教士到外地外族去宣教了。
Even that we may have some missionaries.
那么我们给他们带去的。
And what should we give them?
那个真正核心的东西是什么呢？
What is the true thing that we should give them?
是那更新生命的福音。
Is it that new, the gospel of renewal of life?
还是仅仅是带去了那些福音的副产品呢？
Or is it just the outside effects of the gospel?
所以我们在神面前要思想。
And so we should consider.
主耶稣来了。
Jesus Christ came.
他把生命的光带给了我们。
He brought the light of life for us.
他让一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
所以今天我们来到教会。
And today we come to the church.
我们看那个宣教士的片子。
And we see these documentaries.
我们拆我们的宣教士出去。
And we send our own missionaries.
我们来信耶稣。
We believe in Christ.
把握住核心。
And we hold this heart.
得着生命。
To receive life.
愿神祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.